Just what are you looking forward to most about, you know, getting a different look?
Well, no, I'm excited, you know, to see that, you know, this guy's going out there and competing and having an opportunity to get ourselves better and helping our evaluation process. You know, there's a lot of great things to this. You know, mainly strategically, schematically, it's some of the things that we don't see during our own training camp against our defense. So stuff that will help us prepare for the season. So I think there's a lot of great things that can come out of this, and I'm excited about it.
Were there any players that didn't travel or did travel but may not practice today because of injury?
Yeah,
that's my injury guy right there for the Pittsburgh media. This is the guy right here.
Thank you.
Perfect. You got it?
Yeah, I'll give it to him afterwards.
So how did this come about? Did you reach out to Coach Tomlin? Did he reach out to you? How did it?
I think initially it probably came out in really in the interview process when I was interviewing. You know, when they were talking about, you know, just philosophies of practice and what you want to do. And I always liked, this is not the first time I've done this. I've done it as a player and I've done it as a coach. And I said, hey, this is one of the things I want to look at that we can do. And we had the pluses and minuses. And then when we sat down and we talked about it, I think Doug Whaley had a lot to do with it also, obviously, his relationship here in Pittsburgh. And my respect for Coach Tomlin and the job he's done. And schematically, the things that Pittsburgh does that, you know, we really need to see. So that's probably how it originated. And then Coach Tomlin and I had gotten together and worked this stuff out, and we're both excited from it.
Doug, a lot of the guys talked about how they expected to be even more competitive given the fact they're going against somebody else, another team. How much more competitive do you expect this environment to be?
Well, I would, you know, if, who said that anyway?
It was Freddie Jackson was one.
Did he really?
Robert Woods, I think, was another.
I hope they're competitive all the time, and that's why I say that, you know, especially at this time of year during camp, that they get themselves better. But it's different. You know, sometimes I've always believed in training camp. Sometimes, you know, you go against the same person the whole time, and, you know, sometimes, you know, either you match up well against that person or you don't. And, you know, we as coaches have to constantly maybe move them around a little bit to get a good evaluation. But here they go against somebody else, so I think you get a better evaluation. Does it become more competitive? I'd be naive to say it doesn't, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for our players, and I'm sure, you know, even, all of our coaches are looking for our players to be competitive all the time.
Coach Doug Whaley came from the Steelers organization, and he brings an attitude of winning. So does that mesh with you and he in terms of just evaluating personnel? And is that a better situation for you?
Well, I have, like you said before, the Steel organization is, you know, there's toughness, they're winning, there's a lot going on. It's a good test for our guys to come out here and practice against them. You know, Coach and I spoke about our players going out there and being competitive and helping each other.
Given the accolades on the D-line, what are your expectations for them, not only in terms of anchoring your defense, but in terms of maybe even setting a tone for the season or as the team moving forward?
Well, you know, I feel comfortable with where we are with, obviously, our front defensive line. You know, I'm looking to see how the players, you know behind those players respond. But don't get me wrong, it's an opportunity for all of us to get better. I think, you know, just because you've played in this league for a long period of time and things like that, you have to get ready for the season. But, you know, and this is the one thing about this league that's so great, and I've said this to the players before, you know, you never stay the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So we all better be working on getting better.
What sort of tolerance do you have for fighting next year's practice?
None of us really have a tolerance for it. You know, we've come out here to get some great work done. You know, both Coach and I have talked. Coach Tomlin and I have spoke to each other quite a bit. We've spoken to our players about it quite a bit, our team and our coaches. And it's, you know, it's not part of the game. It really isn't. And, you know, we're not looking for that.
Will there be injections if there is?
Right? Coach and I spoke about it. I feel good about keeping it between he and I.
Doug, do you think there's an increased injury risk associated with a joint practice situation?
I personally don't.
Jerry Hughes in particular seems like he's having another strong camp building off of last season. How would you assess how he's done for you the first month or so of camp?
He's done a nice job. He really has. I see him you know, working on getting better.
Confidence in him in defending the run, that wasn't something that he did a ton of last year. How much confidence
he's done very well in the past two games. This will be a good test for him these next couple of days and the rest of this preseason. But he's performed well against the run against two pretty good veteran tackles.